This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio courtesy of TBS. Stephen Vogt seems to be in high spirits.
He was.
All right.
Do you think the fans will take their cues from him?
I hope so. I'm not in bad spirits. I was not upset. I was not thrilled that Kerry Carpenter hit a 3-run home run. Don't get me wrong, but
no?
I was not that upset. Was not that upset. Well, because everybody and their brother. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong on this. Fine, call in. I don't care. Because everybody and their brother said we were going to lose to Tarek Skubal yesterday. And they played well against him. Obviously, Matthew Boyd pitched a sensational game. They had a chance to win. They didn't win. I don't know how many runs are going to be scored in this series. There's only been a few innings where any runs at all have been scored. It was a tough way to lose, but at the same time, it's a 1-1 series, and a lot of people thought it'd be 1-1 anyway. And Emmanuel Clase, you know, last year, Emmanuel Clase, he leads the league in saves. Well, he also led the league in blown saves last season. And I don't really see that. I don't remember the last time he blew a save right off the top of my head. It's a while. So if you have one in you, let that one out, and it happened yesterday. These are the breaks. I still think you're the better baseball team. I still think you're going to win the series. It wasn't like you didn't lose on Saturday. That was the game that people were worried about losing. You didn't lose that one on Saturday. Yeah, if you get to a game five, you got to take on Skubal again. I understand that. That makes things a little bit more difficult, so it does play into the hands a little bit of Detroit. But if you're the better overall baseball team, then go up to Detroit and take care of your business.
Well, I think it's just been, and this will continue to be, just flip-flopping in where the pressure was. I think game one pressure was all on us, and we alleviated that instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I think pressure was all on them yesterday. And now it gets interesting because you have a game three situation where I kind of think the pressure's back on us. And if we don't come through, then all the pressure in the world is going to be on us for 4 and 5 and hoping that it even gets to a game five. So This is not going to be easy. I mean, I had some people I saw were down in the dumps saying, well, that's the last home game of the year. Close down Progressive Field. We're not coming back. And I'm like, I don't see that. I mean, I see a Detroit team.
God, I can't imagine if I woke up and did that.
Well, I see a Detroit lineup that, to me, is not overpowering in any extent. Like, I'm not afraid of really anybody in their lineup. With that said, I mean, they had tagged a number of Class A's pitches. And that was, the thing that nobody really expected. I was wondering yesterday how long he would go with Class A. Like, where he would get him in the game, what kind of situation, especially with the game tied. I wasn't exactly sure. I had zero issues with them, with the Class A situation, how he was used. It sucks. It sucks to have to look at a situation like that and say, well, that's baseball. We have a guy that dominated all year. And gives up the first 3-run home run of his, was it his
major
career?
League career.
Yeah. It was the hardest hit. I saw Jeff Passan's tweet. It was the hardest hit ball Emmanuel Clase has ever given up. So if that's on, maybe some people were blaming Bo Naylor on setting it up, fine.
So but he wasn't setting that up.
Well, let me ask you.
If you looked where he was positioned, he wasn't setting that up.
Well, fair. let me ask you, though. Was this a vote loss?
No. No, not at all.
Not a vote loss to pitch, because he pitched Emmanuel Clase in the eighth.
No, I guess.
Not a vote loss. Interesting.
If you, Janot, I wondered if he would even come in sooner in the eighth. I wasn't sure when they were going to go to him. Maybe complicated a little bit by the fact that it was tied, but no, not a vote loss at all.
Not a vote loss at all.
It's just a Class A loss. Like, how hard is this? It's him. He didn't have it. He didn't have it. For whatever reason, he didn't want to throw his fastball. He has ownership of that. He can eventually override whatever is coming in from either the dugout or the catcher. It's a Class A loss. I don't think we have to overthink it. He's the guy we thought should win the Cy Young Award two weeks ago. He's the best pitcher in baseball, according to many of our fans.
Yeah, but you had two opportunities. I don't think I want to put it all on Class A. I mean, yeah, he gave up
three runs. Who are you putting it on?
Well, you know what? You grounded into two double plays earlier in the baseball game when you had guys on. You know, that part sucks, too, don't you think?
Sure.
Yeah, a little bit? Okay.
Sure, but the guys...
So I don't want to put it all on Emmanuel Clase when you got guys grounding into double plays. You're grounding into double plays. That sucks. I think that sucks.
Yeah, it does suck, but Clase is better at what he does than any of those guys in that lineup
or
what they
do. So then you should give a little bit more forgiveness then, now, shouldn't you? Okay, thank you.
No, I don't understand what you're saying. I think it's a Clase loss. He just didn't have it. If he would have had it, we would have been fine. Game would have continued like normal. Eventually, like the bullpens did kind of even things out. Like the longer the game was going to go.
If he doesn't have, when did you think he didn't have it?
pretty early. I thought.
Okay,
he was
then why would you bring him out? Why would you bring him out for the ninth inning then? If you think he didn't have it, you said pretty early.
For who?
Eli Morgan came out, which is a terrible, terrible idea.
No, I saw the look on Owen's face. That is not a good idea.
Then why would you bring him out in the eighth inning then? If you didn't think he had it, then why would you even bring him out in the eighth? Why wouldn't you just wait until the ninth?
I'm going to allow what we thought was the best pitcher in baseball, I'm going to allow him to work through things. Oh, I'm not just going to play the results on this.
But what you just said, you were playing the results because you said you didn't think he had it very early.
I didn't.
So
but
what's
also,
very early? What's your definition of very early?
We've lost all trust in Class A two pitches in?
No.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
But the argument is, would you have rather brought him out for the ninth? That's the argument.
So we were only letting Class A face what? Two batters? What?
No, you're letting him come out for the ninth inning.
Wait, you're telling me though you thought...
It was one batter.
Yeah, I'm confused. I don't know what your argument is here.
It was one batter in the eighth.
Okay.
Who he faced. How early did you think he didn't have it?
I thought in the ninth. I mean, it was pretty evident.
Well, when you said early, I assumed you said the eighth.
So what?
Because that was early. That's the first batter, only batter he saw in the eighth inning.
Okay, so it's a vote loss, but you wouldn't have pulled him, but you would. I don't understand what you're saying.
I would have put him out there in the ninth inning when I would have put him out there.
So we're good.
That's
the problem.
Whole thing. I don't know. You're starting a fight, which I don't even know. Did you see him come out in the eighth inning? Did you think he just pitched in the ninth?
I did. No.
Okay.
I literally said that. So what? Are you even listening to me today?
It's kind of hard to follow along with you here.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is at all. You called it a vote loss, and I'm like, no, it's Class A loss.
No. I asked if it was a vote loss. That's what I asked.
But then you said it was.
I did not say it was a vote loss. I asked a question. Then you said it was a Class A loss. Then, I mean, if we need a stenographer, we do. Because then I went back and I said, well, two double plays earlier in the game doesn't help things out to end innings. That sucks. And then we got into the Class
A
thing.
A Jimenez loss?
I asked you how early you think you didn't have it. You said pretty early.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry for assuming when you said pretty early. I thought you meant the eighth inning when he came out.
Yeah,
to pitch.
But I'm not going to take him out of the game. He's the best pitcher in baseball. We can't go from saying he's the best pitcher in baseball 2 weeks ago to saying,
when you said that, I thought you were thinking that you would just bring him out for the ninth instead of the eighth.
You're just going to talk over me, then fine. Have the rest of the segment.
That's perfectly fine. I'd like you to make some sense at some point. Maybe I should just cover for you more.
Is it a vote loss or not? Because I don't know what you're saying.
I was asking you a question. I didn't think
it
was.
And I told you, no, you're overthinking it, and it was clearly a Class A loss. I don't think we have to dig any further into it.
I can't overthink it when I'm asking a question.
Okay.
It's a question. That's what
you're
it was.
You're asking a lot of questions. You're not really giving me a lot of answers. You're just bickering with me.
Okay. 216-474-0092. Brian in Atlanta, Georgia, listening on the free Odyssey app. You're first up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
You know, I'm not overly concerned about this, and then I'll tell you why. You know, I remember going back. If you go back to like closers like Joe Borowski, Wickman, and even Chris Perez, these guys classically were not coming in the eighth inning and go into the ninth and close out a game. And even remember the concept of non-save situations when it's tied, how often they would crumble. I think, number one, he's going to be fine. I think he's a competitor as far as Clase is concerned. But ultimately, the one thing I think that really threw him off was that diving catch that Kwan made. And even though it was a great play, number one, just phenomenal play, he made that. I think it spooked him a little bit and just maybe threw him off just enough to, you know, disrupt that ninth inning. But I don't think Detroit has the firepower to compete with us at the plate. You know, they've shown that. They scored those three runs in nine innings, so it took them, 18 innings to actually get on the board. So I'm going to trust in it, not to panic, and go guards.
Thank you very much for the call, Brian. I totally agree. Neil in Fairview Park, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, how are you today?
Doing okay, Neil. Go ahead.
All right. I just think this was a rookie manager mistake. I think I could see it, and I was thinking – the first two, you know, the way he was pitching, and you even said it, that not you yourself, but that he didn't have his stuff yesterday. So I don't know why the manager wouldn't have just, you know, pulled him and put somebody else in, because Carpenter has been so hot that I think, you know, we should have just left.
How many batters would you have allowed Class A to see?
I would have pulled him before Carpenter, because you knew he was losing his stuff. They were hitting him. So therefore, you know, he's not, and you guys said it before, he didn't come in with his best stuff. So I think, and it was a rookie mistake. I think you can't blame Clase so much, because everybody has a bad day, and he was having a bad day. They were hitting everything on him. And I just think it was a rookie mistake.
Well, this is my issue here, and Neil, thank you very much for the call. This is my entire issue, is that I didn't feel comfortable ringing him out for the eighth inning, all right? I think I'm pretty much on the record about that one. But if you get a couple of batters in the ninth inning, I'm not going to pull my closer, and that's his job, is to be in these tight situations.
No, and he had him at a 2-2 count. So, did anybody at that point, when he had him at a 2-2 count, think he was even going to make contact with a baseball? I did not. I was stunned.
No, I didn't. I didn't think that was going to happen. So that was my issue with the entire thing. When you said early, I thought you meant the eighth inning. So I'm sorry about the mistake.
He gave up. Was that not? Am I mistaken here? Was that not the play that Kwan came in and made the catch?
Yeah. But it's one play where Kwan comes in and makes the catch. I mean, that's...
Yeah, so I thought I was a little nervous. That's all. But I'm not bringing him out for the ninth.
Well, okay, but that's the whole thing. I don't think I would have brought him in for the eighth. Like, he's normally a pitcher in the ninth inning.
Well, maybe this is because
I didn't like putting him back in the dugout and bringing him back out.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's because I heard people talking around the team like, they totally anticipated that Class A, and I mean, I asked our baseball people about this, like, are we going to see Class A go six batters? Are we going to see instances where he goes four or five? And they were all like, oh yeah, he definitely was. Well, here you go, tie ball game. You had already gone through how many bullpen, you know, guys already in this series. Like, yeah, he's going to have a moment in high leverage situation where he's going to be out there for more than one inning. Was that a shock to you?
No.
Did you not hear those?
I understand that. And I thought I would be much more comfortable had he had been thrown out there in a 1-0 Guardians lead or okay. anything with a lead. When it's tied, I get flashbacks of the whole Vinny Pastano thing because that's my personal history. And Stephen Vogt knows nothing about any of that crap. When guys are out there pitching, when they're not preserving a lead.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Mariano Rivera. He came in all the time in tie ball games. Oh, Mitch would know that. He's our Yankee expert.
That's understood.
But people were comparing him to Mariano Rivera. They were bringing up stats that he was better this year than Mariano Rivera.
Mariano Rivera famously blew a save. Yeah, so it happens.
Rookie managers are absolutely, when they've got a guy as dominant as that too, they are going to rely on somebody like that in those situations.
See, when you say the eighth, I mean, I just felt in the ninth inning, I would have rather had waited and bring him out to the ninth inning. Who do I go with in the bullpen to bring him out to finish up the eighth inning? Do I really take out Hunter Gaddis and bring in Eli Morgan? I don't feel comfortable with Eli Morgan carrying my bags, let alone being out there pitching. Is that wrong to say? I don't think that's wrong to say. So,
I mean, that to me seemed like a tailor-made situation where you would go to Class A.
I understand. I can be critical of Vogt in that moment, but where do I bring up Sobrowski? Like, which one do I bring in instead of Class A? I would have much rather Class A pitched in the ninth inning. Whether it be Walters, anybody. I don't know. That's where I feel about it.
Oh, like, you were there. Were the people around you?
So, you know, did not have the vantage point of knowing who's up in the pen. Did not have the vantage point of TV. I was surprised when Class A came out.
Really? I was not at all.
I thought it would be Walters or Sobrowski.
That's what I was kind of hoping for.
I mean, they have been pretty good the last month. And to see them, just to see them go get one out if you're going to pull Gaddis out in that situation. And then have a full Class A ninth. I was looking at this season. He went two innings against the Yankees.
Yeah.
They ended up winning that in the 10th. They scored four in the 10th to win 9-5. And that was the game that we said they had to win, right? We talked about that game, and then they lost the other two in that series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.